The college loan rates will rise to 6.8% unless Congress acts to prevent the increase. Congressman Welch says it would be unconscionable for the House to fail to act.
Right now, Vermont families are trying to figure out how they're going to pay for college. And a lot of parents are figuring out whether they can take out a second mortgage or refinance their home. Kids are trying to figure out how much money they can borrow. And it's getting so expensive, and the cost of borrowing is getting so expensive that it's making it increasingly difficult for people to have confidence that they're going to be able to afford to go to college. The big question that we have in Congress is whether we are going to, on July 1, let the interest rates on the Stafford student loans double from 3.4% to 6.8%. My view, we cannot let this happen.
Welch was joined on the call by Lena Kunkel. She used the Stafford loan to complete her college career and has a special connection to the program. Her grandfather, former Vermont Senator Robert Stafford, crafted the federal legislation that created the federal program that now carries his name.
As Robert Stafford's granddaughter, I know how important this law and loans were to him, and this is his legacy, and I know he would fight this and want things to be accessible. That was his intention of developing this, was accessibility. And he was a compromiser, and he got things done for what was right. And it would really be a shame if these interest rates increased.
Vermonters spent an hour questioning Congressman Welch, and the president and CEO of the Vermont Student Assistance Corporation, Don Vickers, on a number of college affordability issues.
We have a question from Jim and Stowe.
Kind of wondering why it's taking so long for us to pass this. You know, this is something these kids really need.
There's a significant number of members of the House who focus only on one thing, and that's cutting the budget. And the initial legislation in the budget in the House, the so-called Ryan budget, basically wiped out the Stafford loans altogether. So now, at least, there's an, quote, agreement that we have to keep the interest rates low, but there's an unwillingness to come up with a way to pay for it. We've got a question from Rosemary.
My granddaughter wanted to go to college last fall, and now she's saying to go next year, she's going to have to take a Sallie Mae loan. How expensive is that?
I'm a little cautionary about a Sallie Mae loan. And the reason I say that, if it's a Sallie Mae loan, it's what we call a non-federal loan. And a lot of people who offer non-federal loans, they advertise rates that look low, but then when you actually get the loan, it's a larger rate.
We do have a question from Chris in East Dover.
Thank you, Congressman. My concern is that in the debate over the student loans, one of the things that's being lost is the exponential cost of education in this country. And it just seems to me like that's grown far beyond the cost of living. And these are nonprofit institutions with huge endowments. It seems crazy to me that the cost has risen so much.
Bill from Browning.
My son just graduated from Champlain College. Luckily, he got a job. We just happened to go online. My wife went online the other night just to see what his debt would be. And he's paying like $2,000 a month. My other son is facing pretty close to $90,000. He went to Seton Hall. Now, for kids to go to college and everything and come out with the equivalent of three mortgages is totally absurd.
More than 7,500 Vermonters participated in the telephone town hall. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.